I don't know how to do that, but I just want us to look away to him. Because he is so great. There is nobody like him. And I want you to know that you've been waiting on and that you trust in God for. If you would just trust him, he will do what he say. And it won't be like you think of whatever this, but God will do what he say. I'm telling you, God is moving. God is moving. This is what I've been saying. We was talking today about the miracles. Do we think about what God do? You know, God, do he have to thunder from the sky? You know, and he has been thundering all this going on. But, you know, we was thinking about it today, beloved. You know, we thought about, first off, we thought about how you brought those kids out of that cave. That was great. But, you know, we kind of like the children of Israel. We'll say, oh, that was great, and we go on and we forget. You know what I mean? When you're down in your troubles, you say, oh, God. But the troubles and the things and the cares right now that we're going through, let that take us into a praise and a thanksgiving to God. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Don't forget the goodness of God. Praise the Lord. The sister came and said her mother want to be baptized. Now, that's a miracle. I mean, that's a miracle because of the situation that she told me about, and I've been knowing her a little while and everything. So I think, I want to go. I said, no, I ain't going. I'm going to say, I'm going to let miracles do. But I heard Marion say in her heart, she said, I love you, but my mother is very private. And my mother, and all of a sudden I've seen it. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I said, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank him for the leading and guiding of his spirit. I just really thank him. And this, y'all said, what is wrong with her? Because God has moved. God is moving, and he has moved, and he's still going to move. I think he moved. Praise the Lord. And Gwen, they say, Gwen was sick enough. I said, well, you know, Gwen had to work last night. And, you know, praise, and she just, yeah, she tired. Yeah, yes. But there she sit. I mean, there you, what I want to tell you today is, when I seen you all struggling to get to church, come, because don't come for Sister Pop Mama. Don't come because you love Sister Davis. Come because this is where we meet with God. This is where the people of God come together, like they went up on the roof to pray for Peter. It wasn't just one person up. You understand what I'm saying, Mark? It wasn't just one person up on the praying for him. It was the church. And it's something about the church that God has a special care for. And I want you to know, it's something about the church that if we get together and come to see God, you know, you come with whatever you come with, I believe you get something from God. I do. I believe you get your healing. You get what you need from God, because God is going to drop down. He's going to drop down, and he's going to do what you say. Because God, I'm telling you, I've seen God change a man that's 80 years old. I've seen him change. I was telling them this morning about my precious one. He has changed. He has changed. He done things that he said he would never do. I'll tell you about it. I mean, it just blew my mind. I'm happy today. I'm happy today. Hallelujah. Because I know if you will obey God, don't do it like nobody. Listen, you get a hold of God for yourself. And do it the way he laid out to you. Don't go ask Johnny, Jim, and nobody else. He'll lay out how he wants you to go this road. I say he will lay it out for you, Tina. He will tell you just what to say and what to do and when to do it and when not to do. What to say. Hallelujah. Because we talk too much. You can't do it. If you'd have done it, you could do it, you'd have done it. So you might as well just follow him. So today, Lord, I want to thank the Lord today. If you don't want to thank him, I want to thank him. I want to praise and thank him. I say, I want to thank him. You need to praise and thank him. Because I tell you, God is a good God. God is a good God. And if you, well, he ain't done, that's because we ain't believing. Because he'll give us whatever we believe. Whatever we believe. But I'm asking, Lord, today, hallelujah, we're so thankful. I feel a thanksgiving in the church today. And we're so thankful and grateful for where God has brought us to. You know, we're thankful. Thankful for Stephanie. I know it was a struggle. It's a press for her to get out. I know it is. And sometimes she says, Lord, I don't know. And then sometimes Elle says, Mom, I'm tired. I hear it. But if you know, but when you make that decision to go beyond your feelings, for whatever reason you came for, God will meet with you. I'm telling you, it's your day today. And hallelujah. I believe in somebody. A miracle. God has been showing us miracles. You think he cares more for those people in Thailand than he do for us? He brought them people. I don't care what nobody said. That was a miracle. Then Gwen was telling me about a plane crash. You know what? The devil don't want nobody to know about miracles. He don't want to know about what God is doing. But she was, I ain't even seen it yet, Gwen. I ain't seen it on TV. I ain't seen nobody say nothing about that plane crashing. You know, you think back, and I was telling the children that, sit down just a few minutes. I was telling them, praise the Lord, I was telling them about how the plane crashed and landed on the Hudson River. We all, woo-wee, woo-woo-woo-woo. Then it's gone. Then when you go to your trials, you never think, say, Lord, you landed that plane on the Hudson River. You did that, you can do anything. You brought them out, come on. You brought them out, you can bring me out. Praise the Lord. So today I want you to just think about God. I don't want you to think about the weather. I don't want you to think about nothing but how good God been to you. Think about how good God been to you. Well, I'm here. Yeah, but what about when he did that? What about when he did this? We'd have come through many trials of all of us. Praise the Lord. But you still here. You got up. You had something in the icebox that wasn't but a piece of bread. You didn't have to go on the trash pile to see could you eat. You know, we are just so blessed, but we are so small. But we are blessed. We are blessed people. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for you all that have come out today. I really truly praise the Lord, and you taught me something today. Praise the Lord. The Lord was, I was thinking, I said, Lord, I got to, you know, thinking about things. And then y'all walked out, I said, well, Lord, you know, I don't know what you're trying to tell me here, but I know it's something good here. But it's nothing that God can't do. He can change. Sister mentioned, she said, yeah, but you know that man that was that the Lord put out there, let him eat, he turned to a, you know what, he turned to a wolf man, what we call it. And he ate, yeah, he was eating, what was he eating? He was eating grass. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I want you to turn to, hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to first thank the Lord. I don't want to miss that. I just want to thank him for being who he is. God has been so good. He just good. And he's been so real. And he's going to be real to you today. I just believe, I don't know now, but that's what I'm feeling. God is going to be real to somebody today. I say God is going to be real today. So I was you, I would just reach out. And I was you, I just believe for something crazy. Something you wouldn't think he might not do. That's what people keep saying, talking about, you know, he could do it. Will he do it for me? But he will do it for you today. I just feel like saying that. I feel like telling you that if you need something today, you need to reach out to God today. You need to reach out to God. Reach among. Don't reach above what to my people. Reach above that. People are nothing. Praise the Lord. I'm nothing. I'm just whatever God just. I just feel the Lord. I've seen him move. This week I've seen God move like I've never seen him move before. And he moved for me and he'll move for you. God is not a respecter of persons. I'm telling you, we won't have over your fire. Hallelujah. You want your husband here? Then think, you know, hallelujah. I saw me saying to my precious son, praise the Lord, but I ain't going to have to say nothing to him because I think God going to speak to him. I think we're going to see him walk back in the door. I really do. I think, hallelujah, that Tyrone going to be sitting over there and somebody else gonna be sitting over there. I'm seeing people, praise the Lord, that we've been praying for coming in because we talking about we serve God. He's a God that you cannot explain. Remember I told you I preached the other week about the love that's unexplained. You cannot explain God. But if we could just look, you ain't got to look. You got up this morning and looked at a sky. How the sky span up there? Do you ever ride down the road and just look at the sky and say, good Lord. It spans from one end. Where's the end of this thing? Did you see the clouds in the sky? Who made the clouds? Good Lord. You ain't got to have nobody stretch your arm out or do this. All you got to do is look at nature. You ever see a nature program when you see all them different kind of fish and all that kind of stuff? Ooh, that's pretty. Ooh, that's ugly. Lord, why you make him? He really ugly. Lord, that hippo, you really did something to make him. God got him ugly. He got him long, short. He's a versatile, wonderful creator. And it's nothing this morning. I'm going to get to this. But ain't nothing he won't do. He done showed me that, man. He done showed it to you. He showed it to you. It's nothing he won't do. I said it's nothing he won't do. To be lifted up to let you can see he's God. Praise Lord. So what do you need this morning? What do you need this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody really deep in debt. Deep in debt. But God can bring you out. I say, God got, he got money. He got the gold and the silver belong to God. I was telling brother, I say, if he turned the moon over, I can believe. I believe God is God, and I believe he's moving, and I believe we need to see him moving. I mean, you need to open your eyes and say, Lord, if you brought those boys out of that cave, praise the Lord, then you can do thus and thus. Get something to hold on to. Get something to put your foot on. Get something to believe in for. You can believe that God going to give you a miracle to bring you out of debt, whoever this person is. I don't care how much. I don't care. I don't care if you owe a million. God going to bring you out. Can you accept it? Accept it and take it, child. You're going to have a testimony. You're going to have a testimony that God brought me out. He just good. Yes, he's good. I'm going to take one time the sister say, Pastor, did he take a scripture? Well, I'm going to take a scripture because, you know, I don't want to offend nobody. Praise the Lord. I want to go to Joshua 1 and 13. Hallelujah, Jesus. I dropped this book and I got some scripture, but I think I can remember some of them. 1 and 13. We miss Al and them today. You know, I was thinking about how much we need Jesus, how much we need the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I do miss God's people, but most of all, I miss Jesus really doing what we want him to do. So we're going to ask the angel that's here. Because God said it. He said it. He said it. The angels that's here to help us. Have your way. Do what the Lord sent you to do. You have it. Remember the word, number 13, 1 and 13, Joshua. Remember the word with the Moses, servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord thy God has given you rest and has given you this land. Now, in those days, the fight was all about land. Had you ever noticed that? Everybody tried to take the bigger part of land. Wonder why that was. God placed on the land people, right? Now he comes through Jesus and say, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to the people that have been placed on the land. So now we say, Lord, give me Winsfield. Otherwise, let the word infiltrate Winsfield. Let us infiltrate Winsfield with the word of God. Come on, go with me. Let us go out and do something for God. Let us go. So Joshua, remember that they was always fighting. It looked like they had a little rest. Remember, one of them, I think Solomon had a little rest. But all these kings fought for land. The earth is the Lord's, and he wants everything on it to belong to us. God want to give us back everything that devil took. Everything. Land, houses, whatever. It belonged to us. And I began to see that this morning, really see it. How God, I don't know if I can explain it, but I've seen it. I say, oh, that's right. Amen. So God wants your health back. The devil took your health. The devil took our health. He did. But God wants us to have our health back. Now, here it is. We was talking this morning in class, and we was talking about how different diseases and how different thoughts can cause you to be sick. You know, you may be sick just because or something you got in your heart, some little seed in there that's causing other things to be, you know, to manifest. And I said, that's the truth. That's the truth, because people get, you know, they get different diseases by something that's in you. Check your heart, and I tell you, unforgiveness is the biggest one. That seed will get you in trouble. You'll have arthritis. You'll have bursitis. I believe it comes from unforgiveness. I do. God used to tell me, said, praise the Lord. He said, people that's got terrible arthritis that's been over, they're very unforgiving people. And I've seen people that's really, you know, that's twisted all up. It's from unforgiveness. Unforgiveness will twist you up, pull you down. Come on now. I'm telling you now, this is the truth. You watch it. Praise the Lord. Look at Brother Leonard. He's what, probably in his 80s, maybe something. Early, young 80s. He just up, just walking around, just, you know. I bet he wouldn't even step on an ant. I believe that he's a person that loves people. Amen. You know, so you, people preach their own destiny, their own funerals. They preach how they is. Praise the Lord. So if you can't get rid of some, ask God. I'm telling you now. I'm asking. I said, Lord, this thing that I'm going through in my body, little bitty stuff, but I don't want no little bitty stuff either. I don't have to have it. You tell me what I'm doing. Now, it could be something I'm not eating right, but it could be something else. So let me know what it is so I can get rid of it, because I'm tired of it. I've had people praying for it, and people call it out, you know, on the TV, and I'll be just doing what, and shake your hand. Yeah, I'll be going. I said, I still suffer this mess. Now, you tell me what. Come on, let's be honest with God. And so he said, now, Joshua, it's your time now. Hallelujah. But the Lord showed me also, you have to be prepared for the next move. Prepare yourself for the next move of God. Praise the Lord. So there was one time when he told us, he went through the camp and said, do this, do that, put that away, wash your clothes, do this and do that. You have to be prepared for the move. So now when Jesus came, here he comes. It's a mess when he came. Praise the Lord. He had 12 men. That's another thing. God had to teach me. The Lord said, you know, I didn't try to do everything myself. I had 12 men. We talking about naturally, so now we know that he did what the Father told him to do. But he had people. He showed us that you have to have people to help you put things in place. You know, so, well, I learned that the hard way. Let's go to John. Let me see. I can remember. I'm glad I... Hallelujah, Jesus. So he said, go. Jesus said in John 10:5. I hope I can remember these scriptures because I had them wrote down. John 10:5. So Jesus had 12 men that helped him. And he commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles. It ain't time for them yet in that time. And don't go to the Samaritans. Don't go there. But go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And I thought to myself, and I said, Lord, we are the same. God loved Israel. God loved Israel, and he still loves Israel. It looked like they just would not obey him. God loves us, children of God, and all he asks us to do is to be obedient. Children of God, you have to be obedient to the Lord. Children of God, you won't get your healing and everything if you are disobedient. And the Bible say, he told him, say, go and preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I say the kingdom is at hand. What's in the kingdom? He said, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead. This is the kingdom. Praise the Lord. And he said, you freely receive and freely give. Praise the Lord. And I'm concerned about something else that he told us to do. He told him, he said, when Jesus rose from the dead, he told me, go back and tell them to meet me in Galilee or Jerusalem. He said, meet me. He said, don't you leave until you be endued with power from on high. And I think too many of us out trying to do things and we didn't go there first. He said, don't leave until you be endued with power. Let me say this. The Holy Ghost is given to those who obey him. Now, that's what the Bible says. You know, I was a little kind of perturbed with the church because you get up there and they go through all this motion and all this, say Jesus, 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 and all this kind of thing. I said, Lord, the Bible say that the Holy Ghost is given to those who believe him and command, you know, that obey him. You can receive this spirit if you obey God. You'll be down praying one day to your God, and God will come upon you. You can receive. Don't put it down like duh, duh, duh. Don't write nothing down. Just be obedient. Because if you obedient, God will fill you with his spirit. You ain't got to do, you ain't got to be wandering and whatever else that people do. You, I'm talking about what the Bible say. You will be filled with the Holy Ghost, and the church needs the true Holy Ghost. And I don't mean speaking in tongues, Holy Ghost. Because I know you will speak in tongues when you receive. As he say, I'm here. But listen, I've seen people speak in tongues, the biggest devil you ever seen. So keep obeying the Lord. This, the Holy Ghost was given you for power. Where you can go out and talk to somebody. You can go out and heal the sick and cleanse them. I'm talking about what the Bible say now. You can pray for people. And the church just sit. Hallelujah, Jesus. So remember, I'm asking you to remember the words that Jesus has told us. Let's remember the words that Jesus has told us. Remember what he said to you. Remember the teaching you have had. We've had so much word up here. I'm telling you, we've had enough word that nobody needs to preach again. We've had a lot of good word. We've had word from prophets. We've had word from this one, that one. We've had the good word to preach from. Hallelujah. But God said for us to remember. I'm leaving with you. I'm not going to preach long because I'm just so happy. I'm so grateful to the Lord. What happened? I wish I could tell y'all. I know I've been taking you, but I'm telling you that there's nobody like our God. I said, there's nobody like my God. I said, there's nobody like my God. My God has moved where nobody else could move. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God can take a person's mind and change his mind. I don't care what you got. Somebody said, well, my husband, I don't care where he is. You just live stream. I'm telling you, I don't care where your daughter is. I don't care where your son is. You just keep loving your Lord. You keep praising God. And I don't mean praising, you know what I'm saying? Now, he says supplication. Supplication means like begging, you know, coming and supplicating. Praise, I looked that up. But he wants you to serve him in sincerity. And when you serve God in sincerity, he will save your daughter. He will get your son off of drugs. Yes, he will. He will bring your people in. But he's looking for someone to love and believe. You got to believe him. You just got to believe it. Well, I believe it. Keep on believing. God won't let you down. Okay? And keep on trying. And quit trying to do it yourself. Leave them alone. You know, you meet people that's been out in the world. They meet, you know, meet your daughter that's into something. Girl, I'll be glad when you get saved. You know, they hate to come around you. I mean, they know they ain't saved. Girl, you need to stop doing something. They know they're doing that. So what's new? And you push people away. Come on. I know you think, you know, you push them. I got to tell them the truth. They already know that. You brought them up with the truth. I brought my children up with the truth. But I stay out of the business. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. I stay out of the business. It's neither you. Now, if God tell you it's time for you to say something, then you speak. But if God ain't telling you to say something, shut your mouth. Because all you're going to do is make it worse. I'm telling you what I know. I told brother today, I said, I texted him. I said, I want to tell you that I know that there's nothing impossible with God. And I got the proof. That's what I'm texting. And so he come by Sister Bailey. I said, man, I got some proof that God is real. I got the proof that God is real. Not because he's saving my soul. That's good. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. That's good. But I'm walking in day, every day in on this world where I'm pits and pimples and pitfalls and potholes. And God has too moved everyone, Cynthia. God has smoothed out my way. God has smoothed out the way. And he'll smooth your way out. Praise the Lord. You don't have to walk around this year now sick. Because there's nothing to him to heal you. He wants to. The Holy Ghost wants to heal us. He do. He wants us to be well. Don't you think, I got to die. I ain't got to die with nothing. I'm sorry. People say, well, you know, God ain't got to have no disease to take you out of here. Come on now. You can lay down and go to sleep and don't wake up. And you could be perfectly healthy. Amen. But somebody put in our minds, well, you know, you're old. Yeah, we old. But he said, down to our old age, he'd bear us. He'd bear us down to our age. And so you don't have to die with, well, I guess, you know, I'm old, I'm going to have so-and-so, because old people have that. Well, you have it yourself. I don't know about that. Amen. I ain't going to know nothing about it. I'm going to keep the word of God. If he tell me I can be healthy, I'm going to be healthy. Praise the Lord. Tina, if he tell me something, I'm going to do it. Oh, God. I want you to stand on your feet now. I ain't going to keep you long today. I want you to reach up to your God and tell him what you want. I want you to be sincere in your dedication and what you're saying to God. Tell him what you want. And I'm going to ask him, he said, well, two of us would agree. Is that right? I'm going to agree with every one of you that's got your hands raised. Raise them right now. If you're live streaming, raise your hands. You got an unsaved daughter. If you got a husband that's going crazy, how to raise your hands and tell God what you want. And I'm going to agree with you, praise the Lord, that whatever you asking, that God would grant your petition. And in Psalms 20, he said, he will grant your petition. Praise the Lord. And listen to your prayer. He will do it. And I'm asking him today. And Jesus, I'm agreeing with you that God is hearing your prayer. Don't be thinking about what it is. Ask him something big. Ask him something what you think he can't do. Ask him something. God, woo, God, he's a God. He can do anything. So just believe him right now in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. And we call it done. Look at all the miracles we going to have. Woo! Look at all the miracles we going to have. Whoop! Girl, we getting ready to have some miracles now. Praise the Lord. Because we believe our God. I say we believe our God. Hallelujah. When God going to heal you? Because you really been waiting on it. Praise the Lord. Cynthia, I'm waiting for the Lord to heal you. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for God to do some miracles in your life. Tina, I'm ready for God to really move for you. Hallelujah. I want God to really move for you, child. Pray. Can you believe it? Because all things are possible. I'm waiting for God to move. I want you to take off how you think it should be done, sister. Say it the Lord. Take it off. Praise the Lord. Don't give him a time set and say, it's got to be this time or that time. But I don't know what I'm saying. Lord, come on here. And don't say that. Just say, have your way, Lord. Whatever you want, God, have your way. Because you're going to work it out to my good. You're going to work it out to my good. God's going to work this thing out to your good. I said, God is going to work it out to your good. Oh, you're going to have a great testimony. Praise God. You're going to have a great testimony. Some of you have been wanting from God. Brother Leonard, I think it's time for your great testimony. God getting ready to do something for you, Brother Leonard. So just believe God. He's going to do. You ain't sit here. This man has come to church. And you have kept my faith alive. And I pray. I say, God, give him what he needs. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Lord. So we was here, honestly, this is the truth now. We was here Wednesday praying. And we heard the angel again. He sits back there somewhere. And so Al came out, he said, Pastor, somebody was in there tonight. But he here every time we come. He's been here. This is the truth. And now you know I wouldn't lie. We used to pray. It was another young man. And we would absolutely hear the angel pray. He would be praying. We didn't know the words he was saying, but we could hear him say, when he would say hallelujah, so we could hear him. And we would get up, and look back, you know, look back there, see who it was. I mean, he would pray. So he has never left. God has sent an angel for me. He sent an angel to help me minister. He's a ministering angel. And that angel, now I'm not praying to no angel, but I'm going to let him know that we are ready for him to move. We going to believe. I'm telling you. I said, we going to believe. Angels walk up and down the church, up and down the aisle. When God, he said, listen, angels around the throne. And the Bible say his will be done as it is in heaven. Well, it's angels in heaven and he can put a few down here. And the Bible say the angel of the Lord camps about you. Is that what it say? Angels camp about you. I read a testimony that this is great. There were some people who got in a good service like we gonna have. And like we having today. And they was going back home. in the car, in a van. And they were just talking about the good service they had and praising God, praise the Lord. And it was, they came to a four-way stop. And the truck came, and they knew they wasn't going to stop. And the Lord just took them right on through the truck. Whoop. And the police, the scene, he said, I am not writing this down. He said, people ain't going to call me crazy. They got out in awe. God ready to put us in awe. I'm telling you, yesterday I said, I was in awe. He's an awesome God. I say he's awesome. He's awesome. Just keep on serving him. Keep on loving him. Keep on serving him. He going to do what you say. He going to give you what you desire. He going to give it to you. And you going to go. You thought it was going to be 20 years from now. But then he going to jump up there and do something. You're going to just put you to. That when they say they're not going to do such and such a thing. God turning that thing around. Don't pay no attention to what no sinner say. Because when God get a hold to him, he'll turn that thing around. I'm telling you, he'll turn it around. He'll turn it around. So I'm looking for God to do some things, I'm telling you. And I'm going to write it down when I'm looking for. What about you? I'm going to write it down and say, Lord, I'm looking for you to do this. I'm looking for you to do that. Praise the Lord. I am excited about my God. Praise the Lord. So if you're excited, clap your hands for Jesus. Woo! And come, listen, when you come to the house of God, you know, we can fellowship when we get out. You know, and say, we say hi to each other. Change your mind and come say, Lord, this is my day. Ain't you tired of coming in and going out and saying, no, this is my day. You know what I need. This is my day. Will you do that? So we're going to change. Things going to change. Say change. It's time for a change, honestly. Time for a change. Hallelujah. Well, I've delivered my soul. I wish I could tell y'all everything. I told them something. But I'm just so thrilled. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. So awesome. You sit down with things you know impossible. You know your loved one. You know her. And she might be into something. You say, Lord, how can this be? How can you do this? Praise the Lord. And you thinking about the things that you know how things should be done in the natural. But God is a supernatural God. He don't do things the way you think it should go. He don't move like you think he ought to move. You got it all planned out. You say, well, now he going to do this and do it. And you heard other people's testimony. And so you got to go like that one. And you got to go like this. And then God will jump up and do something you never thought. And that's what he done. He just jumped in that bridge and done something that I got to tell you about. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Praise God. God is a supernatural God. And I believe he wants you to have what you need. And you know what? People need money. How you going to help somebody you ain't got nothing? It's time for somebody to get rich. It's time for somebody to find some gold somewhere. Go dig in their backyard and some oil come up. It's time. Because how in the world you going to help her? And then you say, you know, sister need a car. Why don't you buy her a car? But God is getting ready, if you can believe that. God is getting ready to make somebody richer, and they're going to know what to do with the money. They ain't going to be something, I want this, and give me one of them. No, sir. Praise, hallelujah. So in your heart, if you want to be rich to help the kingdom of God, you getting ready to get filthy rich. If you want to help the kingdom, now if you get it for yourself, I'm sorry. But if you got somebody you want to help, I know he said, Mama, I'd buy so-and-so a house. I'd buy so-and-so. And you're going to be blessed. Before you sit down, let me tell you about this. I don't know if I mentioned the name. I remember that these saints came to our church. You ready for this? You know somebody bought them a car. I'm talking about a new car. I ain't talking about a secondhand car. I'm talking about a new car. Okay, so they old. And they was gonna move down, and something happened, and you know that there was something happened, and the finances were they by being such, and they would do this and that. So the brother-in-law came up and said, "Look, something's happening in your finances. I'll buy you the house. I'll buy you the house. put it in my name and you can live that long till you die. And he bought him the house. It ain't nobody like God. You may look at these people and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. But God looks and said, they're my kids. I say, they're my children. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the time when they got the car, they was going here. And they just happened to went to a service that they knew these people. And the people looked at them and said, God told me to buy you a car. Don't tell me about God. God got people there, and God got people with money too. It's because you ain't got nothing dust in your pocket. They got money. Amen. So listen, look big for God. Look up, look up, look up. You say, I ain't got nothing. I can't pay this and that. He can. If you his child, listen, if I had scads of money, I'm your mother. And you get down in a, and I've had this to happen in the family, and you get down in a hole, and you say, Mama, I'm kind of in this trouble right now. I need $5,000. You wouldn't think nothing asking me if you know if I had it, and you know you're going to get it. Now, you mean you love your mama more than you love God? You say, God, come on now. God is your father who not only got your mama's money, he got everybody else. Amen. So, one brother asked for $1 million to build a church. And he said to me, God said, that ain't nothing to me. That ain't nothing to me. So they found out, they looked in the back of the church and something had to move or something. It was over $1 million. Don't tell God got a way. I say, God got a way to help you, to bless you. It's no need of God's people not be talking, well, I'm going to be poor. I don't want to be poor. Because this child may need me to pay her whole tuition. I want to be able to say, girl, how much you need? How much you owe? Where Bridget at? I saw myself walking to Brianna. I said, Brianna, how much you owe now? I seen this, honestly. How much you owe? And you know I'll do it too. You know how much you owe? I think she said like $30,000. I wrote the check. Pay it. That money got to come from somewhere. I saw that. You see yourself helping people? Do you want to help people? Yeah, I know Gwen seen us with, listen, God getting ready to break, this is it. This is goodness, oh, I'm not saved at all. God getting ready to bring the past, things that we've been wanting in our lives. You know, businesses and money, and God is getting ready to do that. I'm telling you now, so I'm opening up, I'm telling you, I'm getting out my umbrellas and my crock pots in there. I want it all filled. You ready? Okay, so do something crazy and let the Lord know you showed up, believe him. Do something crazy. Do something crazy. I feel this in my heart. This wasn't my message, Jesus. I'm just preaching. But I read a scripture. Y'all can't say I didn't read the scripture, because I read a scripture. But this is what God is putting in my heart. Ask anything. Did he say? Hold it if you know that. Ask anything in my name. I'll do it. Ooh, Lord. He's sure telling the truth. He will. He will do anything you can believe. Father, in Jesus' name, Oh, God. I just know that you're God. Done with your word. Oh, God. In Jesus, I'm ready to see the saints get healed. The word of God. And go with it in Jesus' name. And the love for souls. Yeah. And as they begin to love on people, people going to start loving on them. I see somebody. I see this person. Pray they work for this person. It may be Gwen, I don't know if it's them, but I see work for. That's getting ready to leave you some money. So look for it. I don't mean $1,000. I mean some money. Gonna got wheels. They putting you in it. They put you in. Amen. It may be somebody, you just get some testimonies. I'm telling you now. God is moving by his spirit. And God wants his people. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You sit down for a while and then stand back up. We're going to dismiss. Sit down for a little while. Hallelujah. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now what is y'all going to do? What you going to believe in for? Anybody can tell me what they believe in God for? Yeah. Yes, Lord. Come on. Okay. But before we did dismiss, we have a lady in our church that's 80. We want her to know how much we love her. So we have prepared something nice for her and sang happy birthday, everybody. Happy. This woman has been in our church and been such a blessing to us. Hallelujah. She's been such a going to live. Because she's going to live. Whether she live here or there. So I thank you, Lord, for heavenly help today. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, things that you're going to do this for your people. And I just want to thank you for it, Lord. As we go back home, Lord, let us go back, Lord, hallelujah, rejoicing over the things that you're doing. Things. And I ask you in Jesus' name to let your face shine upon us. Lift your countenance upon us. God go with you and bless you. Let us pray one for another in Jesus' name.